countdown is on to 2012, and just like the regular people, those in the sports world, they want to make their lives better as well. So, give New Year's resolutions also. Trying to speculate what some of those would be or should be. Things would make sense. Not enough makes sense in the sports world. I'm going to start with football. And in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers need to have a resolution to remember last year at this time, because Chicago was where they are now, playing a division rival. Now, Detroit's already clinched a playoff spot, but where Detroit plays in the first round of the playoffs, pretty pivotal. Last year, Chicago had a Green Bay team that was on the brink, and you got to admit they kind of eased up on them. They were preparing for the playoffs. Green Bay beat Chicago, clinched the sixth seed, and then you know the rest. The Packers go into Chicago, NFC Championship game, and they beat them. The Bears should have just knocked the Packers out of the playoffs when they had the chance. See what happened to them. I say this because you look at Detroit, you want to be the five seed more than anything. You do not want to have to go to New Orleans or San Francisco in the first round. You'd much rather play a 9-7 NFC East champion either in Dallas or in New York. The odds are pretty good that the Lions would end up playing Green Bay in the divisional playoffs in Lambeau. Now, I think it's pretty delicious, the prospect of Detroit, who 3 years ago went into Green Bay, final week of the regular season, 0-15, and it was just the biggest 0-16 party you've ever seen at Lambeau Field. Don't you think the Lions would really want to repay the Packers back for that, if nothing else? Green Bay was the team that gave them the 16th loss, and Green Bay plays the Lions in Lambeau week 17 of this year. Now, I know you're trying to save yourself for the playoffs. You don't want to show them anything. You don't want to tip your hand. Blah, 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 blah. But I don't think Detroit's the team you want to face in the playoffs. They've got a nasty defense. All it takes is an injury to make a difference in a playoff game. Look at the Bears and the Packers last year in the NFC title game. Jay Cutler, Matthew Stafford, Calvin Johnson. You want to have to worry about these guys in a one-and-done game? Green Bay needs to worry about beating Detroit in Week 17, sending Detroit to New Orleans or San Francisco, and then letting the chips fall where they may. In baseball, we need to look at the American League Western Division. I think the Seattle Mariners and the Oakland A's need to have a resolution that they need to take lessons from the Blue Jays and the Orioles on how to properly behave in a division where you're automatically, mathematically eliminated. The AL West is the new AL East. With what the Angels and the Rangers have been doing in the offseason, that's some hot stove out there in the AL West. Who holds to the Angels? Yu Darvish, who is a great young pitcher. He's worth the $51 million that they're going to have to pay just to talk to him in Dallas. It's not my ideal place for a young pitcher like that. This is death in the summertime, having to pitch in that 100-degree weather. But the A's traded Gio Gonzalez away. The Mariners, with their heavy Japanese population in that city. I mean, look what happened with Ichiro. How could they not make a bid on Yu Darvish? How could the Mariners, owned by Nintendo, Japanese corporation, how could they not put a bid in? White flag's already up in the Pacific Northwest. Inexcusable. They need to find out from Baltimore and Toronto how the other half lives. We're going to the NHL. There's a lot of good ones in the NHL, but I'm going to go back to Rick Nash with a terrible Columbus Blue Jackets organization. And I try to root for the Blue Jackets, I really do, but that is a terrible, god-awful organization. They're not getting any better, and the way they're going, they're about 3 years away from moving, either to Canada or to Kansas City or Portland or Houston, if they don't get it turned around immediately. Does Rick Nash want to stay there and wait, though? Rick Nash is probably sitting on a New Year's resolution he's had for a couple of years now about trying to get that trade done to the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm sure he's thought of it. He's an Ontario native. I'm sure he's rattled that around in his head. He's all these other players forcing trades, getting out of Dodge. He'd love to go to the Maple Leafs. He'd love to go back home. That'd be a great situation for him. A lot depends on how Rick Nash is when he orchestrates a departure out of there. Because if he low-roads it, then you're pretty much ensuring the Maple Leafs don't have to give up nearly as much for his services as they would otherwise for a player of his caliber. Rick Nash is a high-character guy, though. I don't know if he would do that, but he might. I don't know how frustrated he is in Columbus. I can see that getting pretty ugly. I can see Jeff Carter wanting out of there, too. That team's looking really bad, really, really bad. National Basketball Association season is underway, and this could be a whole bunch of different players, but I'm going to use KG as an example, because Kevin Garnett is probably the most glaring example of a veteran player that really, really, really is going to need to chill out. You got a 66-game regular season, and it's condensed. KG's already going nuts. He's a high-strung guy as it is. First game, he's putting chokeholds on people. He's lucky he didn't get suspended. He's going to have a stroke, though, by Valentine's Day if he doesn't watch out. The Celtics have a problem in that they're not even the best team in their division anymore. I think the Knicks are there. Knicks could win the Atlantic Division. You're in the same conference with the Bulls and with Miami Heat. If Dwight Howard stays in Orlando, you got to think the Magic are in the mix. Boston, they're going to have to really, they're going to have to walk a fine line between being a good team in the regular season to qualify for the playoffs, but also saving something for the playoffs. I think younger teams are going to benefit from this regular season format. You see what Kobe Bryant, the Lakers, they started 0-2. You see what the Mavericks, they started 0-2. KG's going to have to chill out. In college, we're going to talk about super conferences. The Big 12 needs to get back to being a, well, super-esque conference. You can't call yourself the Big 12 and not have 12 teams in it. You just can't do it. It's not like you're the Big 10, where you have 11 teams for 20 years, and then they have 12 teams now, but you're still the Big 10. You're the Big 12, but you have 10 teams. You had a conference championship game in college football before, and now you don't. That's embarrassing. Big 12 should resolve to have SMU come back. Or not come back, but well, kind of come back. Because the Big 12 exists pretty much because of Southern Methodist University, the death penalty. When SMU got the death penalty, the Southwest Conference died. And then most of the teams went, well, I guess half the teams, because there were eight left, and four of them went to the Big 12. The Big 8 plus the four became the Big 12. TCU's already in the Big 12. They're back. Kind of to their roots. It's about time. Fort Worth team. SMU is a Dallas team. Reward them for the sins of the past. The Big 12 needs to get two teams. So I think Boise State would be a great addition for them. Try to talk them out of that Big East nonsense. Look at Boise State and SMU. We're going to delve into sports broadcasting now. ESPN, their resolution should be every time Chris Berman opens his mouth and caters to what he thinks the target audience is, which is a 60-year-old man, they should have a little translation, a little subtitle down the crawl. That way when he's doing his 60s pop culture references, the lyrics to 60s songs, that no one under the age of 35 knows what the hell he's talking about. They should put a little thing down there so that way he can explain it to people. This is what he's referring to, because it's like he's speaking in tongues. If you don't know what he's talking about, like the Hotel California lyrics, which I've heard a dozen times, if you're not familiar with Hotel California, you're thinking Chris Berman's lost his mind. And we're going to go into the internet with the subsidiary, I guess, of ESPN.com, Grantland, the Bill Simmons project. It's a bit different than regular ESPN journalism. Grantland.com needs to have a resolution to put an age verifier at the main page of their website because of all the profanity they have in their columns. I'm starting to think that Bill Simmons invented Grantland just so he could use the F-bomb in his columns because he couldn't do that with ESPN. He can do it now. It wouldn't shock me if that was a motivation of any kind because he hates being edited like he was at ESPN.com when he was on page two. He was always griping about that. And I'm a big fan of his. Even I think he's getting a little much. But clean it up a little bit. You don't need all the profanity. Let's get these resolutions done. Let's make the sports world a better place.